072. Devas worship Krishna. Govinda Lilamrita by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad. Chapter 19. Aparan Lila, late afternoon pastimes. 3:36 p.m. till 6 p.m. Basically, Krishna is bringing all the cows back from the pastures so they can be milked in the goshala. Govinda pleases every bird, animal, moving and non-moving entity by playing with his friends among all the trees and creepers of Braj. Seeing the setting sun, Govinda feels anxious and says, "It's getting late, so I better hurry home to give joy to the Brijvasis." Taking his flute in his hand, Krishna, with great love, calls out the individual names of the cows to collect them from the pastures. With his flute, he's calling the name, "Hey Dabali, Hihi Brahmarake, Hihi Bodini, Chamari, Chandini, Hihi Chandralike, Dabali, Dumale, Dumre, Ganga, Godavari, Gopati, Hamsi, Harini, Indu Prabhe, Kali, Kanjan Gande, Kanjani, Kanjalakshi, Narmade, Nile, Padme, Pali, Pishange, Hihihi, Rambe, Rangini, Shabali, Sanande, Sunday, Shavali, Shone, Sunande, Susile, Shame, Triveni, Jamune." Due to excessive love, the cows think that Krishna is right behind them as they graze on the fresh grass. But upon hearing the call of Krishna's flute in the distance, the cows realize they have wandered very far away. Generally, the cows move very slowly due to their heavy udders filled with milk. But as soon as they hear Krishna's flute, they start running. Their tails, faces, and ears stand up eagerly, and the chewed grass in their mouths lies poised between their teeth. They don't bite it, they don't swallow it, they don't spit it out. They're just holding it and running. The various group leaders of the cows run with their individual herds, and when they gather around Krishna, they start smelling Krishna's beautiful body and gazing upon his gorgeous face. The cows affectionately brush against Govinda as if they were embracing him. They surround Krishna and begin to moo loudly. Mwah! 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 Krishna affectionately scratches behind the ears of the cows, and he strokes the back of the cows with the nectar touch of his hands. "Hey, mothers! Hey, matas!" Krishna says, "Have you filled your bellies with fresh grass? Now the day is ending, so let's go home to feed your hungry calves." After Krishna speaks, the Sakas divide the herds of cows and direct them towards Braj. The cows, decorated with various bells and jingling ornaments, make a delightful picture as they move in procession toward Nandalaya. Walking side by side are white cows and black buffalo on either side of Krishna. From the sky, the demigods are watching and mistakenly concluding, it seems like the dark Ganga and the light Yamuna are flowing side by side. Who would not be elated seeing Krishna pacing behind the cows while showering them with the ambrosia of his flute song? Fine locks of curling hair are hanging over Krishna's beautiful forehead, and they have turned gray from the dust raised by the cow's hooves. The pathways are filled with Krishna's boyfriends who are saturated with joy. All the games they play together always end in laughter and bring delight to Krishna. Singing and dancing with his coward boyfriends, Krishna moves along the path. While resting here and there under shady trees, they invent newer games that arouse even more joy. In this happy, relaxed mood, Krishna and the boys proceed homeward. Meanwhile, the ruling demigods, headed by Brahma, Shiv, Indra, and Surya, and the Upadevas, minor demigods like Gandharvas and Kinnaras, and rishis, headed by Narad, appear in Braj, descending from the sky to worship Krishna with obeisances, prayers, music, singing, dancing, and showers of flower petals. Krishna reciprocates by smiling and looking compassionately. The demigods pray, Yashoda Nandan ki. Oh, Yashoda Nandan, you wear a beautiful pearl necklace. You are the abode of all good qualities. You are an ocean of mercy and perform amazing pastimes. You are an expert dancer, always free from anxiety. And you are the destroyer of the demons. Hey Ananta, hey Nikunja Bihari, you perform the Ras Lila by expanding into unlimited pastime forms. You are worshipped by Vasant, which is the name of Asaka, friend of Krishna, and the name of spring season. You are Subal's friend, and your teeth shine more beautiful than white blossoming kunda flowers. And when you smile, your beloveds, while gazing at your smile, start looking at you with sidelong glances. Hey Ananta, hey Krishna, all glories to you. Krishna ki jai. Your cows, flute, dancing, tilak, your servants, friends, And all your activities are extremely beautiful and attractive. Oh, Krishna, your dress, beautiful bouncing black hair, effulgent, radiant, blissful smile, and pure, peerless character, ecstatic, divine pastimes, and inconceivably supreme power are all wonderful. O Krishna, we glorify you because you are peaceful, all attractive, and virtuous. After enjoying pastimes with your lovers, you return from the forest in the day and night. You are the topmost supreme person. Your effulgence is dazzling. You destroy the demons and you are indefatigable. Hey Agare, hey Bakare. Without any effort at all, you lifted the mighty Mount Govardhan to curb Indra's inflated pride. You are the source of Shiva, the enjoyer of the rasa-laden pastimes and the vanquisher of Hiranyakashipu. Hey Krishna, you are the heaviest among all dignitaries. You are the personification of greatness and famous everywhere as the Supreme Lord. Although unknown to the impious, you are more glorious than Mount Sumeru, stronger than the strongest and the most intelligent of all. Hey Krishna, you purify the universe and your character purifies all sacred places. You annihilate the demons and you are the boat for crossing the ocean of birth and death. Saints fix you permanently in their hearts. Although friendly to the pious, you strike fear in the heart of the dishonest. Hey Krishna, to protect the worlds, you destroy the demons. Your cowherding pastimes captivate our minds. We are most fortunate to attain your darshan, which is coveted by great sages and saints alike. Your compassion is most astonishing. Upon concluding their prayers, Krishna fulfills the demigods' desires with his merciful glance. Thinking they may disturb Krishna's pastimes by remaining any longer, the demigods offer obeisances and quickly depart into the celestial regions. Observing all of this with great curiosity, the Sakas say, "How could those devatas be so foolish to praise Krishna like that? Don't they know that Narayan, being pleased with Nanda Maharaj's puja and worship, empowered Krishna to kill all those demons?" Then the Sakas laugh and laugh as they mock the demigods, imitating their various facial expressions and movements as they continue playing with Krishna. Thus concludes Devata Stuti and the Aparan Lila of Krishna.